Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovetti, your host. I'm an intuitive spiritual healer, teacher, and director and founder of Spirituality Inside and Out. Our global vision and divine purpose is to connect people to people to create oneness. For in truth, we are all one. Through support and universal guidance, we educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Let us help you express the divine love and truth within you. At Spirituality Inside and Out, we offer several products and services designed to transform your life and help you create the life you so desire. Some of them include group meditations, self-realization sessions, guided meditation CDs, prayer circles, and personal healing sessions. As always, I invite you to sign up for the daily universal insights that support the healing power within you. All you have to do is open up to receive it. Come on, guys, expect the unexpected. Visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, as always, I invite all of your questions, suggestions, and comments to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Now, today and every day, my highest intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. This is my highest intention every day. Thank you for your participation and this opportunity for me to serve you. I am grateful, truly grateful. I love you and I bless you all. I bless you with infinite love and light. On today's show, I will be sharing with you the prayer as always, followed by our very inspiring guest. Our guest today is Jodi Michelle Cooley. Jodi is an empowerment coach. She's a therapist, a speaker, and a Louise Hay facilitator. Louise Hay is one of the best-selling author of You Can Heal Your Life. And so also, Jodi is the author and creator of Feel It Through Method, which we will hear all about later in the show. For more information on Jodi, please visit www.jodicooley.com. For now, I invite all of you to allow yourself to be present with myself, Jodi, yourself, and all that there is. Allow yourself to be present with the beauty ever present right here, right now, in the now. As we all unite, gather, opening up our hearts to the infinite presence of God, the divine source, creator, allness, oneness, spirit, higher power, whatever name you have for your faith, it doesn't matter. Let us all unite, for in truth, oneness, oneness, oneness is the joy within one's heart. How do you know? You don't know unless you experience it here and now. So for this moment, I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me, to attune yourself and bring yourself into the present moment. With each breath, receiving the now, the beauty, the love, the healing energy, and the truth, and the freedom that lies in the present moment. And with each exhale, releasing and let go of the unwanted, what does not serve you anymore. What doesn't work for you anymore, releasing the pain and the heaviness and the conflict inside you just by your intention as I guide you in the here and the now. So with gratitude for your presence, I invite you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me. Fantastic. Here we go. Deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an ah. Remember, as always, I invite you to sound it out. Let it go. Come on, you're holding on to too much in your throat, too much in your gut, too much in your muscles, too much in your brain, too much in your head. Too much. It's now time to release. As always, I invite you to shake out your head, shake out your body, shake out your arms, shake out your tushy, your bottom, your hips, your legs. Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Shake out the unwanted. Good job. I knew you can do it. I have faith in you. Here we go. The second deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an shake it out, releasing the heaviness, the pain, the blockage, the stress. Yes, the stress. Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out, for you're so worthy and you're so deserving of living this life healthy, well, prosperous, loving everything that you want. Truly, you are deserving and worthy. Good job. Here we go. Third deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah. Exhaling. Breathing in and breathing out. Shaking it out. Shake out your head. Shake out the thoughts that no longer serve you. And allow your heart to be the center of your attention right here, right now. The presence of your soul. The presence of your divinity, your God self, your spirit, the presence of your peace, your joy, your happiness, all that you want, your heart's desire in this moment, as you bring your attention to your heart, as we bring your attention to our hearts as one heart in this world, uniting, loving, being generous with ourselves, being kind, and allowing this generosity and kindness to flow through us, all things are possible. So in this moment, with gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine, the source of all good, all blessing, all grace, all beauty, all love, all spirit, all light, we say in this moment, we are so grateful for all that we have and all that we are and all the opportunities and possibilities for healing, for success, for prosperity, for awakening, for enlightenment, for freedom in the here and the now. So I invite all of you to be fully present with us as we're going to have a magnificent, magnificent show bringing greater awareness to you and your higher self, your true self. I love you and I appreciate you. So again, taking this opportunity to reintroduce our wonderful guest, Jody Cooley. She's an empowerment coach, speaker, author and creator of Feel It Through Method. For more information, again, www.jodycooley.com. Without further ado, I'm inviting Jody on the show. Jody?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. Boy, thank you so much for that wonderful intention setting, visualization. Oh, thank you so much. It was good for me.
I'm glad. And thank you for accepting my invitation.
Oh, I'm so lucky and so fortunate.
Oh, thank you. I'm always happy to hear all these wonderful healing stories that inspire people, to want to inspire other people. Mm-hmm. And from my understanding, as I was searching through your beautiful new website, you say that you were raised in a dysfunctional family with alcoholism, verbal and emotional abuse that left you battling severe depression later in life. So, you know, Jody, I'm sure that we have listeners out there that have perhaps gone through what you have or know a loved one, and this information that you're sharing will be so enlightening for everyone, and we really appreciate you. Mm. So can you share further about your experience?
I want to share with you a quote that I think is just so empowering for everybody. Is Shakespeare said, "What a piece of work is man, how noble in reason."
Mm.
And I'm always in awe of the human condition and how everybody has a story. And we are all own heroes of our own lives. And we spend so much time in our world, the world that we live today, in focusing what we're not, and rather than reflecting on what we've done and what we've come through. And I really believe that our purpose in life is to find our light. And once we find our light, to shine our light for others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got me into this work, is the fact that, you know, I absolutely saw the dark night of the soul and didn't realize I was kind of like living life on autopilot. for so many years, wearing the mask, trying to be the things that I thought society wanted me to be, doing the opposite of what I saw in my dysfunctional family growing up. My family growing up were absolutely wonderful teachers for teaching me what I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child, I knew this, that there was dysfunction going on. You know, I hear a lot of people say when they grow up that they didn't realize there was dysfunction happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, I knew. I knew. And mm-hmm. I knew what not to be. I knew that it wasn't okay to yell at your husband, and I knew it wasn't okay to tell your children, these beautiful creatures that you are your children, that they are not good enough and they'll never amount to anything. I knew those things were not good. But unfortunately, they lay in my psyche.
Right.
And so that's kind of like the core of my work. What got me on my path was depression, because of all those years of not allowing myself to give myself permission to be, to process those words and the psychological dysfunction that went on. I didn't give myself permission.
Taking this out, sorry, I'm going to have to jump in.
No.
What is depression for you? What does that mean for you?
Louise says in You Can Heal Your Life.
Okay, and Louise Hay, for those that don't know who she is, she's, from my understanding, one of the founders of the self-help movement and the best-selling author of You Can Heal Your Life, right? So.
Yeah, Louise actually wrote this book over 20 years ago, and it mm-hmm. still is a best-selling book, and it's been translated in over 13 different languages.
Right.
So what Louise says in her book, which is the most famous thing about what turns people on about the book, is there's an appendix in the book, and in the appendix there's like ailments, naming multiple sclerosis, depression, low back pain, and then it has probable thought that might have caused that condition in your body to manifest in your body. And then after that, it has an affirmation, a new thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it, what you said in the beginning of your talk about creating new thoughts that no longer serve you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us think thoughts that we didn't even realize that were detrimental to our body. So depression is anger we don't feel we have the right to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is her definition or your experience as well?
Yes. And I have to say that my experience as well, because I didn't feel like I deserved to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically it. Depression got my attention.
Right.
Unfortunately, you can't fight I did try to fight depression, and it doesn't work.
Okay.
It's almost
how
like
did depression show up in your life? Only as anger?
How depression manifested in my life, because I'm a high energy person. I've always considered myself positive and optimistic, and you know, when adversity came, I was there. I was ready to try to find a new path. But when depression manifested in my life, was I was lethargic,
mm-hmm.
tired, and I didn't have really many positive things to say. I just kind of focused on the negative.
Okay.
And I really desperately did not like being that person, and it was like dig a hole that you just keep sinking in,
mm-hmm.
and you just don't know how to get out.
Right, right. Hopelessness also? Like hopelessness?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So then you were led to work with Louise Hay?
Well, yes. I had sought outside professional help and tried to process that stuff and got myself involved in a 12-step program to start healing and understanding what I grew up with. And then the depression actually hit the bottom, and that's when I found Louise's work. I've been fortunate to have a very successful massage practice in Los Angeles for over 16 years, and that's I was just convinced that there was a correlation between the body
mm-hmm.
and what was going on in my head.
Mm-hmm. Mind-body connection.
And so that's how I got turned on to Louise's work and started to do a lot of forgiveness and of myself mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgive my family, but was forgiving myself for not allowing myself to be angry. And that was the primary thing, was to be angry. Because I thought anger was a bad thing. When the truth is, we all do, anger is one of the core emotions that we get to have. It's how we display our anger. Is it appropriate or inappropriately? And when you don't get that opportunity as a child to show your anger, it comes out inappropriately as an adult.
So you were told you're not allowed to show your anger, or anger is not good, so don't show
all it. The above. You know, you're angry, I'll give you something to be angry about.
Oh, okay.
To not display your anger, and also, you know, being told, you know, what do you got to be angry about? That's a common thing I've heard in my workshops and my clients, is people didn't feel like they had the right to be angry.
Didn't have the right to be angry. Okay.
Yeah.
Therefore, suppress their anger.
Mm-hmm.
And so by forgiving yourself, that was the first step, forgiving yourself?
Yeah, forgiving myself. And also giving myself permission to be sad, to be angry, to be depressed. Because when I tried to escape the depression, it just kept following me. I came up with a metaphor for depression. It's like having a bug problem. That if you just spray Raid on the termite, that doesn't really get rid of the termite.
Right.
That you got to get an exterminator, and that's
right.
Basically what I had to do, is I had to surrender to it.
Accept what is.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then when you accepted it, what happened?
Oh, when I accepted it, all these miracles started to appear in my life. And then I found people that were battling depression as well, and gave me hope and strength. And then I was able to help others with their depression and tell them that they're not a bad person for going through depression, and that it's okay, and that this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. So just sharing with you, Jody, and with the listeners, this, you know, comes up on every show. When I had my lupus 9 years ago, when I was diagnosed with my second child, and shortly after, about a year, I had depression also, along the side with the disease and all the symptoms. So, yeah, I did a lot of forgiveness myself to move through the disease and the depression. So I appreciate your honesty and your willingness to want to be open to share with us. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So welcome. And
so,
in behind that depression is gold. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Through my disease, where I was halfway paralyzed, I awakened to the light within me. You know, talk about the darkness of the soul, truly.
Mm.
So, but persevering, never giving up.
Absolutely.
Faith. Yes. And your tagline is, never too late to reclaim your life.
Mm-hmm. The life that we were supposed to have, you know, awakening. I'm looking at the notes here that I wrote, because you said so many wonderful things at the beginning of your show, which is awaken to your true self.
Mm.
And I really feel that that's what it's never too late to reclaim your life and to find the life that you were intended to be, not the life that you thought that your parents wanted you to be. Or anybody else's, but really getting rid of all the stuff and forgiving yourself, and then finding your authentic, like you said, oneness, to find your authentic self.
Yes. And you know what you just mentioned, what other people want us to be. You know, I have children, and I know that you have one daughter, and my daughter specifically always asks me, you know, does this look good? What should I wear? What should I do? What color should I? And I'm always encouraging her, you have the wisdom within you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trust yourself. Trust
mm-hmm.
yourself. And, I didn't know this before, you know.
Yeah.
I got all this through, and nobody taught me this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody taught me this. So I really encourage all of us to encourage others to connect to their true selves. Yes, they do have the power, the knowing, the wisdom within.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate that. So did you work with affirmations also to heal yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Affirmations, it's changing the thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than saying that life never goes my way, changing around that life always goes my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that those were not ours. We got those messages from someone else, and we just indoctrinated it into our psyche.
Yes.
Because when you think about it, you know, it seems so, but you know, when you think about a racist, a person isn't born a racist. I hate to say that it's even amongst our society, but let's not, you know,
mm-hmm.
not ignore the elephant in the living room. But to find out that, you know what, you have your own thoughts and values and creating your own. And I think it was really important during this political election that we just had about really letting your children make their own thoughts and not let them be based on theirs, on yours,
yes.
As adults.
Absolutely. Jody, just taking this time to reintroduce you to our wonderful, wonderful, beautiful listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I love you. I want to laugh with you. I want to smile with you. Will you smile back, please? This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Jody Michelle Cooley. She's an empowerment coach. And so she's wonderful. She has a beautiful story of healing, of depression. I invite you to visit her beautiful new website. She also has a really interesting video on our website that I invite you to watch and tell all your friends and family members to visit her website. It's www.jodycooley.com. Cooley, I love that last name. Cool. Jody's cool.
Well, thank you.
Jody, going back to affirmations, okay, can you share some with you? I love affirmations. I say them to myself. You know, I'm walking, in the bathroom, in the shower, I'm dropping off my kids, I'm taking the opportunity, and I just say affirmation here and there. You know, my intention is to feel good. I want to feel good today, you know, and just using. Can you give us a couple?
Oh, gosh. Well, one I think everybody could always use, could never not use, is money comes to me easily and effortlessly from unexpected resources.
I love it, especially these times of financial disturbances or, you know, wow, I love that one. I use one similar to that one. What else? Give us one for health and well-being.
Health and well-being. Let's see here. Health and well-being. I have perfect health, and my well-being is always taken care of. I am safe.
Beautiful. How about one for relationships?
Relationships. I am now in the perfect relationship that suits all my needs. I honor them and they honor me.
Wow. I felt a vibe. Now, Jody, there may be someone listening out there and saying, this is a bunch of beep. You know, I don't feel this at all. What is she talking about? You know, I'm not feeling the relationship. I'm not feeling the money. I'm not feeling the health. So by just saying this, I'm going to cause it? It's going to happen?
Well, I think also it's, you know, because at first your brain is going, this is just not going to, no, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
But it took you a while to get to think the thoughts you're thinking. So to start changing those thoughts, because to be honest with you, the thoughts you were thinking weren't getting you very far.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't being able to get things done that you wanted to get done, so why not try something different? Let's just try it on. You know, at first, you know, you might go, I don't know why I'm saying these stupid affirmations, but I'm going to say them anyway. Money comes to me easily and effortlessly through unexpected resources. And I love this term called fake it till you make it. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it until you start to believe it. I have a dear friend of mine who actually had that same philosophy going, oh, come on. And she's like, all right, fine, I'll try it. That money comes to me easily. And all of a sudden, she was noticing, like, checks were coming in the mail that were unexpected out of nowhere. People were giving her money. People were taking her to lunch and dinner. I mean, she's like, wow, this stuff really works. And, you know, I was watching something the other day, one of those movies like The Secret. Mm-hmm. And I can absolutely see where the pessimism can come in going, yeah, right, you do all these things. And really change does happen. Because the alternative is just to keep on doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean keep on doing what you're doing?
Keep thinking the way you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Keep thinking that you know what? Life is hard and there's never enough money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
keep thinking
mind...
those things and your life will be hard.
Exactly.
And there never will be enough money.
Yeah, that old mindset isn't working, so let's try something new. Mine didn't work through my disease. That wasn't working, so I chose a new mindset, a new world. You know what I've learned over the years, Jody and the listeners, is that I am the playwright in this movie.
Amen.
I'm going to write it every day the way I want this movie to go. I'm not saying it's all going perfect, you know, but at least I honestly, most of the times I feel that I'm at cause instead of the effect.
Mm.
You know, I do not want to be a victim, and I'm not going to say I do not want. I'm going to say what I want. You know, I want to be the creator of my life. So what is it that we do want? Right?
And that's what an affirmation is. It's not what you don't want. It's what you do want, and you say as if it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And that's in itself is empowering.
Yes.
And that's the only person who has control over your life is you.
Yes.
That's it. And when somebody I know, and like you said, choice. I love the word choice because years ago I said to a friend of mine, a very wise friend of mine, I said, I'm having problems with the words choice and obligation. And she said something very profound to me. She said, you're an adult. Everything's a choice.
Mm.
And I really, that was so profound for me because I really felt like I lived most of my life out of obligation, doing what I thought others expected of me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think also created resentment in me.
Yes.
Which is not a forward-moving energy, as well as it's debilitating and it's crippling. And it's absolutely part of the implements that cause disease in the body.
Mm-hmm. People pleasing, huh?
Absolutely.
I want to please, and then I resent because I want to please, and I'm pleasing all the time. So let's please ourselves.
Yes,
let's
amen.
Be generous to ourselves. I am now being generous to myself by taking care of myself, yes?
Yes, absolutely. I am now being generous. I now treat myself like a queen.
And a king.
And a king.
And a
I'm
king.
Sorry, men. I now treat myself like royalty. How's that?
Fantastic.
And it's funny because, you know, most of us would never treat our friends the way we treat ourselves.
Truly. That's so true. We're so like, not aware of how we speak to ourselves, how
mm-hmm.
we treat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I really believe that it does come from our childhood, and the people that brought us up in the world, our parents, our family members, who are mentors, and how they respond to the world, that we picked up their ways to respond to the world.
Mm. So now we're sending love and light to all of them.
And they did the best job that they could, and now we're just perfecting it.
Yes, and love and light and blessings to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Jody, I want to talk about your Feel It Through Method.
Yes.
How were you inspired? What does it mean?
Well, may I indulge myself for a second?
Please go ahead.
I call it the F word.
Okay, now this is infinite love. Okay? Okay.
Feelings.
Oh, the F word is feeling.
Yes. Not that kind of love.
Yeah, again, all you wonderful listeners, there's a video on her website that has to do with the F word, the feeling word. I really invite you to visit it. It's enlightening. It's
well, when
funny.
You think about people get really scared when you start to talk about the F word, whatever F word that is, but feelings. Because when someone says, you know, like, oh, I'm feeling scared, for others around them, it brings up their own issues.
Mm.
They don't want you to feel your feelings because that would be inconvenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us have learned to shut down our feelings. I mean, my own example is depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I to be angry? Who am I to, I've got so much, I don't deserve this. And that when we get a relationship with our feelings, because that's what the Feel It Through method is it's getting a relationship with our feelings. And when we, and that's our feelings are our radar system. It keeps us safe in the world. It tells us, you know, when something's good, or it tells us something when something's not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have we all been in a situation where we felt like, oh no, this isn't right, and we went against our feeling? And it turns out our feeling was right in the first place.
Right. And do you mean our gut feeling now?
Mm-hmm.
Our intuitive feeling now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And so when we go against that, that's our radar system. And then afterwards you actually berate yourself for not going, gosh darn it, I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I did it anyway. And starting to get that relationship going, okay, my feelings are telling me something here. This is not safe for me. This is not a situation that I need to be in right now.
Mm.
And so I created a system, a three-step system, and it's very simple. Because I'm a simple person, I don't want confusion stuff. And it's the first step is what am I feeling? Because I think a lot of us, don't you think a lot of us live on autopilot and are really numb to our feelings?
Absolutely.
Because we're so busy going from here to there, answering cell phones, sending emails, doing texts, and you're not having that communion between your brain and your body.
Also, Jody, many of us just think nobody cares about my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares anyways? So what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to. It doesn't matter what other people. You're absolutely right. It doesn't. You need to care.
Yes. Well, many people in marriages, you know, because I see many people for healings, and ladies come and they say, you know, my husband doesn't care about me, doesn't care about my feelings. And so I've noticed that they've learned to shut down and
mm-hmm.
suppress their feelings because their partner, their belief is that their partner doesn't care.
Yeah.
So this is all independent of what whoever thinks whatever about
mm-hmm.
us and however they're treating us. So beautiful. The first one is, how am I feeling?
What am I feeling?
What am I feeling?
You know, I caught myself the other day, my behaviors, because I was not in congruence with my feelings. I wasn't in touch with my feelings. But in my actions, I was being very short-tempered with my husband. And in my actions, you know, I was just very, I could feel the tenseness in my body. Well, I took my daughter to school, and as I was driving home, I went, okay, what are you feeling? And I was like, oh, okay, I'm a little agitated because I didn't get enough sleep last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I was able to adjust my behavior, make an amends to my husband for being short to him, not to condone my behavior, but to make apologies and say, you know what, I'm sorry I was really short with you. I didn't realize I'm really cranky right now from lack of sleep.
Mm. So acknowledging your feeling first, acknowledging your feeling.
Yes,
first.
And so the second is where am I feeling it in my body?
Mm-hmm.
Because the body feels things. Can you believe this? The body mm-hmm. feels things before we actually know we're feeling it.
Yes.
Our body is such an amazing receptor to what's going on in our world. And I know this only mainly from my massage business, is that I would be working on somebody, and I would touch a place in their body, mainly we'll say the heart center, and I'd say, what's going on, you know, in your life right now that, you know, your heart center is so locked up? Is there someone, are you protecting your heart right now? And all of a sudden, whoosh, you know, everything, their whole body opened up.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Also
and
in the lower abs, right? What do you think? Lower abs, we hold on a lot.
Well, and there's so many, like, I'm going to say that the neck area
awesome.
Is throat, our throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, what are we not saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when we're coughing or we have a sore throat or feeling tense in our throat, that's the, usually there's something that needs to be said that isn't, you know, we're not saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our shoulders, the weight of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, again, they're all kind of pretty much the same thing.
Right. So where am I feeling it in my body?
Where am I feeling it in my body? And just get in touch with it, you know? And again, we're developing a relationship here. Well, okay, because again, our brain makes decisions without consulting with our body, and if we get that relationship with where we're feeling it in the body, that's also a source of where we might be creating dis-ease in our body.
Exactly.
So we're trying to empower ourselves by not creating that disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you find that you've got the feeling in a particular place in your body, we'll say your jaw, and just identify with it. And when you make that correlation, all of a sudden it loosens up.
Exactly. Is that amazing?
It really is.
How when we go inside, we acknowledge, it all opens up. Yeah. Oh, you noticed me. Thank you for noticing
yes,
me.
Yes, exactly.
Knock, knock. You haven't heard me now today. You're noticing me. You open the door. Thank you. I love you.
Exactly. And you know, our brain's this big bully, and it has no, it loves to make decisions without consulting with our body. So that's how we get overworked and overdone. And the way our body gets our brain's attention is we get sick.
Right.
And the brain, the body's like saying to the brain, hello, I feel like I am not being heard here, so I'm going to, you know, injure you, you know, or you're going to get sick. And so that's how we're going to get you to slow down right now and take care of us.
Mm, exactly. Beautiful. So what's the third step?
And the third step is so simple. It's, what am I going to do about it?
Action?
An action step. And the great thing is there's no right or wrong way. What am I going to do about it? I talked to a dear friend of mine the other day, oddly enough, who was going through just having having a depressed day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not of her character to be this way. And she had just broken up with her fiancé. And just a lot of feelings were going on. And she said to me, I have no energy. And there's things I have to do. I said, give yourself permission. Just for even so much as say for 2 hours, I am just going to throw a pity party right now.
A pity party?
You know?
Right.
But and you know, a friend of mine, I got so many friends, you know, set a timer.
Are you sure these are all your friends and not you?
Well.
Oh, yeah, this other friend. I'm just kidding. Jody, let me just take this time to reintroduce you and this wonderful guest and all of our wonderful learnings together. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We've been speaking to Jody Cooley, who's an empowerment coach. And we've been talking about her feel it through method, 3 steps. What am I feeling? Where am I feeling it in my body? And what am I going to do about it? Now, Jolie, you know, I can hear someone say, oh, my God, this takes too much time for me. I'd rather just pop up a pill. Take a pill and it will take care of all this. Have you heard of this?
It's so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
You know what denial stands for? Don't even know I'm lying.
What stands for?
Denial.
Oh, denial, yes.
Don't even know I'm lying.
Yes.
It's so much easier. Actually, it's the easy way out in taking the pills.
Of course.
Absolutely. There's a song written by wonderful Carly Simon called I haven't got time for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to feel discomfort. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We run like the, you know, the speed of light, run away from anything so we don't have to, like, go through discomfort. Come on.
Right.
We spend more time trying to avoid discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking for pleasure. And so, yeah, you're absolutely, go ahead, take the pill, but why not address what's really going on? Because to be honest with you, I'll speak from my own experience. I want to get my money's worth out of this life. And if I don't learn the lesson now, it's going to come up again.
I'm so glad you said that. Oh, my God.
We keep getting the lesson over and over again.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
I had a client of mine who said, you know, I know there's some wonderful things to be heard here, but I don't know if I'm ready to open up this can of worms.
Mm.
And it's brave stuff. This is brave and courageous stuff. I'm just going to even talk about your listeners right now. To be listening to the work that you do, Michelle, is brave and courageous. So I want to thank your listeners for doing this for themselves, because this is really what it is. Self-help is helping the self.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. You see that? Listeners, you hear it? You are brave and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge yourself as beautiful beings here. So, you know, go inside. Take a look at what's happening. Open the door inside. It's been knocking for too long with the headaches and the pains and the heaviness and the conflicts. You know, I had them all. I had them all, head to toe, believe me, head to toe. And sometimes they come up again, hello, we're back, uh-oh. Ah, this again, it's not resolved. Right?
It's the layers of the onion.
Yeah.
As cliche as it is, it really is the layers of the onion. Just when you think you've gone through an old hurt, it comes back again in a different form, but you know what, you're at a different level. You know, I really believe that we're creatures in this life on a, at this point, I think I have about 10 PhDs from life. You know, and you know what, I get a high off of this stuff. Sometimes it doesn't feel uncomfortable, and change is never comfortable. Think about just even the metaphor of remodeling your house. Now, I haven't had that pleasure yet to remodel my house, but everybody I know who's remodeled their house, it's never happened in the time they said that it was going to be done. And it's never comfortable. There's always something that's going wrong, or there's discomfort going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a street down a few blocks away from me. It's always causing me discomfort. And I know I have to remind myself every time, because they're doing road work and there's always traffic there, and I always tell myself, don't take that street, and I still take that street. That's growth, and I remind myself there's growth, and growth is never comfortable.
Mm, tell me about it.
And that's what gets me through tough times.
When I'm growing, I'm noticing that, oy, yay, yay, a day has gone by, I've tried everything, it's not working, 2 days. And I'm like, okay, this is it, growing time, I'm growing, something is happening, it's a little bit painful, I'm accepting what is. And I'm just going to go through and I'm going to awaken. It always happens, you know, always, always. But, you know, for me, I'm just sharing. When I really get to the point that, hey, it is what it is, I'm going to accept, and then I let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, I'm going to let go and just see what happens. And I bring in the divine into my life and, you know, say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to take care of this. I don't know what to do. Will you help me out? And it always does, right?
That's courageous. That's the courageousness I'm talking about. Because once we give voice to it, rather than keeping it inside, that's when we're calling on healing, that we want change to happen.
Yeah.
And that we can't do it alone, and we're not alone.
Oh, for sure we're not alone. Oh, yes. For those of you out there who believe in angels, we are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
We have angels. They love us.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to support us.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they're angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has created angels, as I know it, just to help us move through this life, this learning, this school.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not alone. We're not alone. Jody, let's talk about your workshop.
Yes.
You have some workshops coming up?
I do have some workshops coming up. Actually, I have one this weekend. It's sold out. It's it's based on Louise Hay's works. It was actually scripted by Louise Hay. It's copyrighted by her. And it's an intensive 2-day workshop, Love Yourself, Heal Your Life workshop. And it's amazing, the stuff that happens. And it's such an intimate, fabulous workshop. So unfortunately, it's this weekend and we're also sold out. But I do, in December, I have a creative visualization day on December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And December 7th, I have a prosperity intensive.
Ooh.
And and then I have the whole month. If people that can't do the intensive, actually, which is even fabulous, and makes you more accountable, is the Prosperity Teleseminar, which so you can do that in the beauty of your home or your car or wherever. Isn't that one? Technology is so fabulous today.
Amazing.
So that, and then I have some stuff. If you check out my website, I have a whole bunch of different workshops, and then I do private counseling as well. And so there you go.
So do you also teach people how to do affirmations and all that in your private?
Absolutely. What we do is we get together and we talk about what you do want in your life, and we customize affirmations that will help you achieve the things that you want. And it's amazing when you start to do customized to what you want and affirmations, the things that start to appear in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then also identifying, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they do a lot of self-defeating affirmations.
Absolutely. So unconscious.
Yes,
so not
unconscious.
Aware of our words, of how we use our words on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. So I had someone it doesn't matter where I was, but this woman opened up her wallet and she goes, well, money goes out faster than it comes in.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's an affirmation.
Did you say that to her?
No, I didn't say
it. You wanted to.
I wanted to. None of my business. But, I mean, so many people, you know, say those things, you know, because it protects them.
Yes. And we're not aware, you know.
But we do it unconsciously.
Yeah, and we don't even know that these are affirmations. You
mm-hmm.
know, consider not everybody knows that these are called affirmations and the power of the thoughts and their words. So it's wonderful that you're here and sharing it with us. You know, I wanted to ask you about your seminars, creative visualization.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where people get to create the life that they want through visualization?
Life, relationship, life. Whatever it is you're looking to manifest in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of a situation in your life, and what we do is as a group or one-on-one, we start to get you to open up your thoughts. I think a lot of us, because of the world that we live in today, don't spend enough time really giving ourselves permission to imagine and to dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And make these living dreams that they can come true. And finding the barriers that are holding us back. And I think the great thing about doing it, a guided visualization, is the fact that it gets you permission to get in contact with that self, that divine self inside of you, that so many of us just keep so protected and hidden.
Mm. And the visualization that you do is always in the present moment.
Absolutely. And we are basically, visualization is basically tilling the soil and putting fresh seeds in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you create that visualization, it stays in your memory. And I think there's so much hope that it brings to one when you do start to customize and allow yourself to go there.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. I just want to share with you and the listeners, 3 years ago when I had a severe life-threatening accident. When I say life-threatening, it means that I was a pedestrian crossing the street and an SUV struck me, didn't see me, my right away, okay? And when that impact happened, I really felt death. Now I really can't put into words what I mean when I say death. Okay, it was just death. You know, I was struck down and all of that and severely bruised up and open wound and concussion and all of that. And during my healing process, which took about a month because I chose to heal myself, not with medicine or anything, I used a lot of visualization because I had trouble walking to see myself dancing. I love to dance, you know, to hike, to walk, to play with my kids. Honest to goodness, I cannot tell you how fast I healed because of the visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the visualization, I saw myself moving my hands, moving with grace, flexibility, speed, all of that. Well, I had plenty of time because I couldn't move, but continuously healing myself. But it does work. It does work. So,
thank you for your testimony, because it's exact. I have heard numerous cases, people who have been able to cure themselves of, I dare say, cancer.
Oh yes.
That they found a loving affirmation that they were able to empower themselves and see the cancer cells leaving their body.
Absolutely. And directing light into the cells, directing light into the pain.
And again, empowering yourself. This is empowering. You're not feeling helpless anymore. That you are powerful, more powerful than you even know.
Yes, and that's why you're called an empowerment coach.
Absolutely. You know, and it really is that it's really giving yourself back the power. So many of us have given our power over to other people, to other things, and deemed ourselves helpless.
Mm.
You know, oh, there's nothing I can do because this is what they tell me. It's like, well, stop listening to what they are telling you.
Yes.
Do something that's going to make you feel like you're in control.
So do you want to share an affirmation for self-power, claiming our power?
Mm. I am the author of my life. I am in control of the things that come into my life. That every thought I think is creating my future.
I am the creator.
I am the creator.
I am. And if that voice says, no, you're not, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, voice.
Thank you for sharing, but that's not the truth.
I acknowledge you, but I choose these affirmations.
Exactly, because, you know, if you yell at it, it's in essence like yelling at a little child, telling a little child to shut up. And that's like fingernails on a chalkboard, to be honest, to tell my little, if I even thought about uttering those words to my little daughter, my physical little daughter, shut up. I dare not say it to a voice inside me as well. It's disrespectful.
Wow, beautifully said, disrespectful. And how are we being disrespectful to ourselves, with ourselves every day?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we feeling? How are we treating ourselves?
And learning to get that relationship with our feelings, so we learn to respect ourselves, to appreciate ourselves, and in that, it empowers ourselves. Because when we love and appreciate and respect ourselves, everybody else, in turn, does it to us.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing how this works?
It shows up in every way, every form.
Yes, and so many ladies, you know, my friends, and actually my past, you know, my husband doesn't respect me. I used to complain to myself. And, you know, he doesn't respect me. I wasn't respecting myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was truly not respecting, taking care of myself. I was not loving myself. You know, if I was, I wouldn't be so sick. I wouldn't have gotten my disease. So,
and that your disease, I'm sure you probably look at now today as a blessing.
Oh, my God. I'm so grateful for that disease. I am so grateful. Oh, my God, how I have awakened. To my divine self, to my true self, the love and light, and to my potentials. I mean, I have ways to go, but life transformation for me, total transformation.
And
for
it's
me.
All a choice.
Yes, yes, beautiful. Jody, with gratitude and appreciation for your time with us, our time is almost over. Just for now, but we're eternally we're connected to you. You know that.
Oh.
And everybody has your website now. They know where to find you, www.jodycooley.com. But before we close for today, do you have any insights or messages for the beloved listeners?
Oh, God. This was such a rich moment. Any insights?
Any messages, anything you wish for them?
Golly, I feel like I've said so much already. You know what? What my insight is actually, it's more than anything, it's a challenge. What are you going to do today to improve your life?
I love it. And who's going to take on her challenge? And how can the people get in touch with you? A web, an email, a phone number?
I'll give you a phone number first. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
818-762-4835. And my website is www.jodi, it's J-O-D-I, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Cooley, COOLEY.com. Or you can do Jodi Cooley.
Yes,
they both work.
Yes,
but it's
yes.
Jodi with an I. But I'm so grateful to have been a guest on your fabulous show, and I can just feel the love from you and your listeners, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me today.
Thank you, Jodi, and we bless you in your journey in this lifetime. We bless you with prosperity on all levels. Love and light to you. God bless.
You as well.
Thank you, honey. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. And this has been Infinite Love Radio for this week, you beloved, beautiful people. I love you and I appreciate you. So I invite you to join us next week as our wonderful guest is Jonathan Goldman, who is an author, musician, and teacher. So for more information on Jonathan, please visit www.healingsounds.com. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. And breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for in truth, we're all one. And don't forget to visit my website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. As always, I invite your comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, this has been Infinite Love Radio, infinitely loving you, inviting you to infinitely love yourself. I'm Michelle Morabati. Thank you. Until next week, bless you and good day.